This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's 10:03. I'm still in radio mode since it's only Wednesday. I haven't slipped into TV mode, but we figured, you know what, since everybody seems to be asking for more prayer, they keep saying God wins. We said, yeah, we got that. But what about you guys, right? That's what we started the whole Joshua moment. And then we figured, you know what, maybe we should just start doing some sort of a prayer group and a Bible study and a faith gathering. We said, well, we can plan it. Let's plan it out. Like most people do these big events and they have like a launch party. And then they say, okay, well, you know, in 2 weeks, join us here. Click this, blah, blah, blah. We said, you know what? On Monday, I said, oh, well, you know what? Let's just do it on Wednesday. So Lucy goes, what? I said, oh, and by the way, you're doing the whole thing. She's no, no. And I said, yeah, you're doing the whole thing. It's going to be you. So what we're going to do, and this is a little impromptu-ish, since it's the first one. And I said, there's no time like the present. So not a lot of notification, not a lot of advance notice, but watch out for next week, right? Because now I have figured out so much of how this works. So we're coming to you live on Cloud Hub, which is Jeff Brain. He's a partner on our platform here on the Save My Freedom Movement and Everything Home. And we're going to have a lot more exposure next time. But again, we have to get started, right? That's the whole thing. Because I personally keep always saying, you know what? I'm like, oh, well, I got to perfect this. I got to perfect that. Well, then next, you know, 6 months goes by and we don't have that kind of time, people. So we figured, you know, let's just throw it together, slap it against the wall like a bunch of spaghetti and see what sticks as it crawls down. So with that being said, what I'd like for you guys to do is if you're watching this on all the other platforms, because we're streaming and it looks like it's working, you know, I always seem to get sabotaged by these big tech streaming services on the social media, especially the Facebook. They don't like us. So if you want to go over to Our Joshua Moment and you can watch all of these, we'll talk about that in a little bit because I want Lucy to start jamming on the guitar, right? Because that's why she's sitting there with the guitar. And then we'll tell you more about the whole Joshua Moment, which we're going to be doing the sixth installment of that on brighttan.tv on our show, Everything Home, Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. In the meantime, for everybody who's watching and listening on all the other platforms besides Cloud Hub, if you go to JesusRocksLive.com, there's got to be a domain. It's got to have a website, got to have a domain name, right? God forbid I should have you backslash or forward slash or whatever slash something. So go to JesusRocksLive.com and you can register for the group. Because we're doing this every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and we're going to show up. And I don't know what will happen, right? I guarantee you it'll be well worth your time. We're going to have some guest people show up for that too, you know, like faith people and pastor people. No spiritual people. We don't do spirituality here, and we don't do new agey, right? We don't do new agey. And you can see my new hat that I got. It says, Jesus is my savior. We have matching hats now. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. For those of you who don't know, I got baptized on America's birthday. Yeah. So I got rebirthed too. And you can see my shirt here, my USA shirt, care of Steve Stern and theflagshirt.com. You can use promo code HOME10 for 10% discount. And I encourage you to go ahead and get some patriotic gear because it triggers people. This triggers them. And then this triggers them. Well, I've got to keep it clean. It is 10 in the morning, boys and girls. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to have Lucy start, but make sure you join our group and join the Save My Freedom Movement. It's all there. And we'll talk about it a little bit more, but I think it's time for a little live music. All right. So I'll move this for you. Okay. I'll move this for you, champ. How about that? Do you want me, is that good for you?
Yeah, wherever you think.
Well, I need to hear your purdy voice. How about that? Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just going around.
You're the professional. I'm just the roadie. I'm just the roadie today, and I'm working the tech. So if there's issues with tech, it's my fault, and I literally don't know what I'm doing. So I need to hire somebody So I got to find somebody who knows how to do the tech stuff. All right. So I will let Lucy DeGrazia, my personal faith advisor, worship leader, scripture expert. What else did I call you? I called you like 10 different things.
I like the honey badger.
I do love the honey badger. All right. I will let you take it away.
Okay. So, yeah, this is going to be a little bit different because, we want to strengthen believers because most of us have been sitting in churches hearing a lot of stuff our whole lives. And here we are floundering away. And while we were sitting in churches for most of our lives, we got 64 million dead babies. And now we're telling our children they can be any gender they want to be. And we've literally got insanity running our world. So it's time for God's people to get back to God. And so this is basically for if you already call yourself a follower of Jesus, if you already know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, I mean, you can be in here too, but I'm kind of taking it from we already know Jesus. Jesus is already our Savior, but we've kind of quenched and grieved the Holy Spirit live in our lives, and so now we want to get back and find out how to reignite. So we're gonna spend some time talking about that. Also, we're gonna take questions and prayer concerns and stuff like that. So bear with us. This is the first time, and I am not a thankfully, I'm not a theologian. I never went to seminary, and I thank God for that because there were a few times that I actually wanted to, but he kind of put a roadblock, and now I'm beginning to understand why. So we're just going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it real. And we're going to keep it focused on the Lord. And the way we start is in worship. And a lot of people don't understand worship. They think worship is entertainment because that's kind of where we are. Where do we have Mario Morello? He says we're at big screens, fog machines, and skinny jeans, right? That's pretty much what our churches have become. And worship is, okay, go out and get your latte. Come in, find your seat in the concert hall where it's really dark and we got the fog machines and the big screens and we're going to jump around and dance around and then entertain you. And that's not worship. That is not worship. Worship is praising God. Worship is the angels worship. We're going to be worshiping in heaven, singing songs to God. Worship is for us. It opens up our hearts to receive God because God speaks to our hearts. So we want to open up our hearts, and that's why worship is so important. That's why you don't want to rush through worship. You just want to pray through worship. You want to turn on that K-Love radio or wherever you can get your worship songs and just start worshiping. You can do it in the car while you're driving. Just start listening to the words and worship the Lord as the music plays. So let's get started on that. We're going to worship, and then we'll get into conversation. And this song that I chose this morning is called Indescribable. If you want to look it up on your phones and follow along with the lyric. It's not a new song, but it really explains the Most High God that we worship. We've gotten to a place where God's kind of, yeah, whatever, what can you do for me, God? But we don't realize that God Most High, He's incredible. And so he literally is indescribable. This song says it all. So let's worship our God.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. has told every lightning bolt where it should go. Forcing heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gave source to its light? Yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. Amazing God.
Yeah,
we nice. Nice.
Amen.
No, I just sort of technical issue. I just figured out that the microphone for the streaming wasn't on when you were talking.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, this is more than, and it's not just for people who are just tuning in. You don't just turn the microphone on, like, because I'm streaming through an OBS system and like eight different platforms. And for somebody who doesn't know tech, yeah, it's a nightmare. So anyway, I fixed that, but it's still recorded on Cloud Hub. So don't worry.
So we don't have a professional IT.
No,
and we don't have a theologian.
No,
so this is going to be
awesome.
This
is perfect. No, but it's better. It's better, and you're gonna figure out why. I mean, I'm great with the microphone and when it's on, right? That's when it's on. But getting it to be on, believe it or not, takes a little bit more work than that. But that's fixed. So that's fixed. And
okay, so
so we're good. All right, so I'm gonna go back over here. And I got some more stuff to play with.
Stick her on the wall.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look at the words to that song. We worship an amazing God. A lot of it came from Job. You know, when Job was going through what he was going through, he, you know, God said, "Hey, Job, you know, have you seen my storehouses where I keep the snow? You know, do you know how I do what I do?" And you know, really made Job feel like he was supposed to feel. Yeah, no, God, you're in control. You're in control. We need to get back to that. So one of the reasons why we're doing this, and this is our intro today, because I am a musician, and the Lord put me, you know, you tell God your plans, and it's the best way to make him laugh, because our God does have a great sense of humor. And so, you know, of course you go into music and I'm going to be a rock star and I'm going to be famous. I'm going to do this. And the Lord was like, yeah, no, I have other plans for you. And I found that most of my gigs were coming from churches. And I was, you know, raised a Catholic but, you know, one of the kind of cafeteria Catholics where we only went to church a couple times a year. And, you know, we believed in God for the big things, right? but not just in the Catholics by any means, because I'm grateful for every experience that I've had. And but yeah, I was just kind of like living my own life like most people. And the Lord kept giving me gigs in churches, and I would sit in these churches waiting for my turn to, you know, play the music or whatever. And I would listen. And over the years, I started noticing, well, first of all, I wanted to be part of this Team Jesus, because it was really incredible. But as years and years went by and I got more and more into church, and now I wasn't just performing in churches as a paying musician, but I was actually worshiping and calling myself a member of a church. But as years went by and time went by, and you guys maybe have felt the same way, you kind of feel like your church is saying the same thing over and over and over again. You know, Jesus is all love, God love, and that's all true. That's all true. But we never hear any other side of God. One thing that I never really heard was fear of the Lord. I also never really heard that we had to do anything. It was always kind of like, yeah, you just sit back and relax and let Papa God take care of you because you don't have to do anything. And while God does take care of us and God is in control of everything, good and bad, but he expects us to do our part. And that was a disconnect. And so I found myself like, okay, I'm hearing what they're saying in the church on Sunday. Then I step outside the church on Monday and get back into the real world. And it wasn't connecting. It just wasn't connecting. I actually took a course with a great pastor back east, and he called it Religion in the News. And he was trying to tie in the faith with everything in the news. And one thing I learned in that class over the years was that while we're really not paying attention to God and we're just kind of living our lives and maybe praying at dinner time or, you know, dragging our families to church on Sunday because we feel like we have to go through those motions, the higher ups, the powers that be, the ones who are writing the articles and putting this stuff out there, they do believe. And it's weird because they're constantly challenging God. So we would find these articles, you know, like God's not dead. God is dead. That was New York Times, right? But we would find all these articles that were challenging the faith. And it was really interesting because you read the paper and you don't really realize how many articles are geared towards the supernatural until you really start digging in and looking. Then you start looking at the movies and what we watch on TV. And you start to say, oh my goodness, right? That's like what's happening now. So we want to talk about all that stuff because I think in our churches have failed us. And, you know, Paul tells us and all of the apostles tell us, be careful because there are false teachers. They were there right when Jesus was still in the tomb. Remember, the Pharisees went to the Roman authorities. They said, hey, we've got to do something because they're going to spread a narrative that Jesus is going to rise from the grave and they're going to go steal his body. And that's what they put out there. When Jesus rose, they immediately, the false teachers said, nope, 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 nope. His apostles, his followers stole his body. There's no way. And so they literally started the false teaching. And so our job is to figure it out on our own. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, our pastors haven't taught us anything. The churches have failed us. So what? I'm just going to fall away and not believe in anything or just live my own life and not really be too concerned. And that's kind of where we are. And like I said, just living our lives when the microphone wasn't on, just us living our lives these last 50 years has resulted in 64 million dead babies. And that's on us. That's on us. Because when God tells you, I've given you a spirit that knows right from wrong. And if you're not doing what's right, and if I've told you to stand against something and you haven't, then and the other person that I've told you to stand for goes down, you go down too because you didn't open your mouth. If you open your mouth and that other person doesn't listen, then that's his problem, right? So when God puts something on your heart, you have to speak it out. And that's why I'm here, because God's been really putting on my heart that we have been really deceived. And Michelle and I have talked about this just in the world. Like everything we think we've learned is like wrong. And it's amazing. Like everything we think we know and that we've been taught is wrong. And I started seeing that when I was teaching school in the late 80s. My experience in the public school, they were teaching that, you know, Christopher Columbus didn't come over here, you know, for freedom and exploration. Well, he came over here because he knew what was here. And he just came over here to rape and pillage and be selfish and start up slavery. I mean, like crazy, crazy things. And now we've got generations that actually have grown and believe that. But we're going to talk about all that in later in later episodes. Today, I just wanted to be an introduction, maybe answer some questions and strengthen you guys in what this looks like. And it's just based on my own personal experience, because there's nothing special about me other than I got to a point where I was so sick of hearing Jesus is love, Jesus is love, Jesus is love, Jesus is love. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Say this little prayer and then you never have to do anything again. And that's really not true. And I'm going to start by reading. If you have your Bibles, you're going to need them, because we're going to jump around all the time. and I'm going to show you how I go about it. And like I said, this is for people who already call themselves believers, and you're just looking for truth, and you're looking for answers that you're not getting if you're sitting in church. And if you're not sitting in church, well, then you're searching. And so that's why we're here. So in Proverbs chapter 2, this was really interesting. And I'm not the type of person who cares what version of the Bible you read. I think the devil's in those details. I think, you know, people go, oh, you have to read only the King James. Well, you know what? I don't know. I leave it up to God. Romans 8:28, God tells us that he will turn anything meant for our harm to our good, for those who love him, for those who are called according to his purpose. So I trust that God will always show me. And we are supposed to take everything that we want to believe and test it against God's word. So that's why we're supposed to know the word. It is our sword, and it's the power. And that's where we need to be. And we can't depend on other people to teach us. That's why God gave it to us. That's why God's protected it. And that's why no matter what version you have of it, God is not going to let his word be distorted. So I don't think you have to worry about it. I read from the New Living because I'm a homeschooling mom and I try to keep it simple for my children. And I like it. It's not too basic and it doesn't diminish the scripture at all. But anyway, so open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 2 or Proverbs number 2. Because this, when I read this, it really hit me. Because you hear in church that, you know, just say this little prayer and Jesus will come in your heart and your life's going to be great and everything's going to turn around and you can just keep living your life because Jesus has got you now. Jesus, take the wheel and you don't have to do anything else. And I think we've all been told that and we've all been lied to, because that's not the truth. So let's start with Proverbs chapter 2 and see what God tells us. He says, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. So he's giving us things that we have to do. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of the Lord God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men will turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. wisdom. Okay, it's wisdom. And I'm not going to continue there. That was up till verse 15. But you get what I'm trying to get across here. God gives us all of these action words. Listen, treasure, tune, concentrate, cry out, ask, search, seek. This is what we need to do. We have work to do on our part. It's work on our part. My study notes on this verse were really, really interesting because my study notes says wisdom comes in two ways. It is a God-given gift, and it's also the result of an energetic search. Wisdom's starting point is God and his revealed word. He gives it only to those who earnestly seek it. But because God's wisdom is hidden from the rebellious and foolish, it takes effort to find it and use it. The pathway to wisdom is strenuous. So right there, if you've been told it's easy, that's a lie, okay? Wisdom, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we need to get our minds around that. Our God loves us. We've been taught that. We know the amazing, powerful, merciful, all-forgiving, all-compassionate love of God. What we don't know is the wrath of God. What we don't know is that God is an immovable rock, and it is not him who walks away from us. It is us who walks away from him. And we need to get that in our minds. The other thing that we've been told is, hey, submit your life to Jesus, surrender your life to Jesus, and everything's great. Those are those prosperity guys like Olstein. Yeah, just, you know, tithe your money and then it'll come back to you 20-fold. And you know, just live your life. And God wants you to have that boat. So visualize that boat. That is from the pits of hell. God doesn't really care about any of the material things here. He cares about us, our eternal souls. And Jesus tells us, count the cost of following me. Because when you make me your Savior and your Messiah, this world's going to hate you. They hated me first. Remember what we did to Jesus. Okay? They hated him first. As a matter of fact, every prophet was pretty much hunted down and killed, and Jesus was God. So imagine, right? So when your life gets harder for following Jesus, that's when you go, yeah, it's a badge of honor. I mean, I read the letters from Paul, and he's like, hey, I'm in prison, and I'm getting whipped, and I'm in chains. And guess what? It's for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm in chains for Jesus. Those two apostles, Peter and John, they got taken to jail early on because they were out there preaching the word of Jesus, and they got the crap beat out of them and thrown in jail. And then they got let go, and they said, hey, we're going to let you guys go, but don't ever mention this name, Jesus, again. And these two guys ran out of jail and they went, woohoo, we just took a beating for Jesus. Yay, let's go, Jesus. Right? They didn't let anything stop them. That has to be us. We have to realize that we're different because we follow Jesus. This world is not following Jesus. They don't want us to follow Jesus, and they don't like us because that's an all-powerful name. And just the name alone makes the demons tremble. Tremble. Think about that. So I want to talk about strengthening this, because how does this look? Like, what do we do, right? What do we do with all this? Because we feel disconnected from our churches. So what we do, and this is how I did it. I just laid it all down. I said, I'm done playing church. God, I'm done playing church. Because it's a weirdness when you're going to church and you're doing all of the right things and your life is falling apart. But you're still going, wait a second, I'm checking all the boxes. Why is it getting worse and not better? Because I'm not studying the word. I'm not really worshiping. I'm not really there. I'm just checking the world boxes. I hope you're following what I'm trying to say. Because it's not about checking the boxes and doing everything right. It's about your heart and your attitude and your belief. If you don't believe that none of this is going to make any sense, if you don't believe that Jesus is who he said he was, God in the flesh, come down as a human, fully God, fully human, then none of this is going to make sense to you. It's all going to sound foolish, and it's supposed to, because it only becomes clear when your belief is there. When you say, Jesus, I believe you are who you said you are. I believe what you did for me. And you humble yourself at the feet of that cross. And you say, I believe, Jesus. Then you'll start to see, we have like what God calls scales, right? Right now we look through, I think Paul or one of the apostles says, we're looking through a glass darkly. Like you're looking through a glass, you're seeing everything in a distorted form. Like when you look through water, everything looks kind of weird, right? And when we submit our lives to Christ, he kind of starts to take that away so we can see clearer. Now, we won't see everything because a lot is left to the mysteries of God. And we'll talk about that too. But you have to get your mind around, I want a clean heart, okay? Create in me a clean heart, oh God, because that's where God will start to take off the scales off your eyes, your ears. And believe me, when that starts to happen and you start to look at things in the world, you start to see things that you never saw before in a different way. And it's beautiful. It's not even scary. I mean, it's weird because the fruits of the Spirit, we get this unexplainable peace that God gives us. So even though everything is in chaos right now, God's people are like, yeah, okay, well, Jesus has this and Jesus has us, and we don't really have to worry because we study, we read, we know, and we pray, and we trust. We trust. And basically that's all we need to do is trust God, you know, and seek, search, learn. The churches make it look like it's really, really easy. What's really, really easy is the wide path. And I think that's what a lot of our churches have us on. They've got us on a wide path. You don't need to do anything. Just say a prayer, just relax, just live your life, eat your pancakes on Sunday, relax. It's your day. It's your day. Sabbath is your day. No, Sabbath is God's day, right? So we've been taught all these weird messages, all this weirdness. And it's a lot because of the 501c3. So if you don't know about the 501c3 church, look into it, because that's kind of what messed it all up. Lyndon Johnson, that evil man, he gave us what was called the Johnson Amendment, and it basically shackled the pastors and the churches. It basically put the churches underneath the arm of the government and would not allow pastors to preach about anything that was considered political, abortion. So I spent most of my life trying to ask pastors, why don't you preach on abortion? Like you preach like a half-hearted message on abortion, like once a year in January. What's up with that? Why don't you talk about it all the time? When you have people sitting in your churches who call themselves Christians and also call themselves pro-choice, that's like a double negative. You can't, that doesn't go together. And I would ask pastors like, why don't we talk about this? And they kind of glaze over. They glaze over, they go silent, and, well, we just need to preach the gospel. Well, wow, okay. And then you learn, because of that Johnson Amendment, they're shackled. And if they want that tax-exempt status, and they want those government handouts, which they do, then they got to shut their mouths. So are they serving God, or are they serving man? And that's why people like you and me have been deceived sitting in our churches, okay? Because we're sitting literally in government churches. And if you didn't get that eye opener during the COVID, when the churches were the first place to shut down, churches are a hospital for the spiritually sick.
Ooh.
That's what Jesus says. Those are not my words.
Oh. I was trying to give you credit.
No, I take no credit, nothing.
See, this just reminds people, there's so much we don't know. So when someone like me, Peanut Gallery, goes, hey, Lucy, yeah, that was a great quote. Like, remember, I would always say this on my show. Yeah. I'd say, you know, I'd hear these amazing people with quotes, or, and I'm like, oh, what book was that from, or what speech, or what movie? And her and a lot of the other guests that come on my show, they're like, no, Michelle, it's a scripture from the Bible. Yeah. It's like, oh, uh-oh. Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm thinking that, I'm sure there's a lot of other people. Yeah. So like, one of the reasons why we're doing this is so you don't feel that you're alone and you don't feel overwhelmed, because a lot of the times the experts, the pastors and, the big time people, they like to make you feel that you don't know.
Yeah.
Because it gives them power, right? It's kind of sick. It's like when you have an expert and they tell you, well, you know, even though you know that the real solution for things is, and if they actually taught you how to do certain things, you wouldn't need to be paying them a lot of money, right? I can't stand that. It's like politicians. Yeah. They justify their existence because they want you to think that they need you. But when you realize you really don't, the power again is in we the people. Yes, we wrote this around into... It's not politics. It's called life.
People. Yeah.
It's life. Called life. So when you think they do it on purpose because they don't want to give you the information, they don't want to give you the power that you have within yourself. It's like the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy. She had the power in the damn shoes the whole time. It took her the whole movie to figure it out, and a bunch of like new, like deplorable friends along the way. So that's the thing. That's why we're thank you. Full circle. Jesus is my savior. Trump is president.
See what happens.
So the reason why I'm saying this and that we're doing these is to let you know that you actually can do all this. You can have the power, and it doesn't take much. But if you're new to it and you're not as advanced as Lucy, which most people aren't, the reason why I dragged her into this is because if she could do this for me in literally like 2 months, right? I mean, I'm getting like special dose. Like, I'm getting like private lessons. So, but you can, I don't want people to reinvent the wheel. I want you to be able to take these tools and resources, and if it could do so much for me in my personal life and my business life and everything else, and then the whole community, I want to share that with everybody. So that's why I was forcing her in the beginning, and then she said, okay, I'll do it. I was like, yay. So anyway, that's, you're not alone. Don't be alone. And you don't do this alone. There's no reason why. And it's more fun when you do it with other people and friends. So we're doing this every Wednesday. And I didn't mean to jump in, but I'm looking at the time. It's 10:41. And we're going to end it at 11 or 11-ish, right? Because I know we've got things to do.
Yeah.
She's got stuff to do today. And I know everyone else does. So we want to always make sure that these are an hour. But we're going to be here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And we're doing it on Clout Hub. But if you go to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com, you could register and join the meetup group, which is just, I know it's not really another platform. It's just a tracking way that we can send you the messages, the reminders, and you can get the links to join on Clout Hub. And then we're streaming on all these other ones. But the reason why we're doing it for the Clout Hub is then you could participate in the chat.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and you can ask questions, and then we can have extra guest appearances come on, because then we could stream in. Like, I talked to Bishop Leon Benjamin yesterday. And I said, hey, do you want to join us in it when we get this thing rock and rolling? He said, I'd love to. Because he was part of our Joshua moment when we did the series.
Well, and think about here. That. So this Johnson Amendment, all these pastors.
Good segue.
Well, yeah, because all these pastors are silent all these years. Uh-oh. Now we get President Trump. And one of the first things that President Trump did was lift the Johnson Amendment so that churches could talk freely. I don't know if you remember, but Trump was like out there talking to pastors going, speak out, speak from your pulpits, don't worry about it. And yet so many pastors still won't. I mean, we've got pastors who heard that, like Bishop Leon, are like, alrighty, I'm speaking out, right? But then so many other pastors are still to this day not willing to do that. So what is it? Is it witchcraft? Is it, what is it?
Part of the money
going on. A lot of it.
They're all scared. Yeah. They're scared you're going to take away their dollar. Okay. Because they're like, well, what if we don't have our 501c3 status? So then people won't donate.
Right.
So,
but then even if they're afraid of
this, but it's a lie, Lucy, it's a lie.
Because
let me explain to people a little bit so they understand, so that you know when you hear that from your pastors or whomever says those talking points, right? Parroting talking points. It's bull and it's a lie, because you've got all these people that have podcasts, and you have all these people that have groups and organizations like 501c4s, PACs. Those donations that you make to any of those people, they're not tax deductible. Okay.
Right.
So when you use that excuse, well, that no one's going to donate to our church if they don't get the tax deduction. I said, no, people actually support what they believe in, and people support communities and people who speak the truth and people who are delivering quality information about what they want to hear. So all the groups and things that I just mentioned, even the PACs, you don't get the tax deduction, and there's millions of tens of millions, if not billions of dollars floating around to them. So if you really wanted to support your church, you don't care if you get a tax write-off from the government for it, because you're supporting other things anyway. So it's a lie. So don't use that. You're using it as a cop-out.
Yeah.
And technically, according to what I've been told by some smart pastors and some other people, churches are automatically tax exempt from,
right,
and they can't issue that tax exempt status. But this is just another way how the government controls you. And then the pastors that buy into it are the same ones, keep in mind, who probably closed during the fake COVID.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be supporting them anyway. Just like if your doctor tells you to wear a mask, or if your doctor wears a mask and your doctor doesn't bring faith into your visits or his own practice, hightail it out of there, find another doctor. All right, I'll let you.
The other thing,
for days.
No, I mean, we can go on about this forever, because the other thing.
I'm gonna go back to fixing some.
Okay, go back, right, stick back on the wall.
I gotta go downstairs. Wait, you gotta.
The other thing that really irritates me, I'm an educator, and I saw early on. I had a short stint in the public school system in the late 80s, early 90s, because I saw what they were doing. And it infuriated me that they were taking our children's minds and leading them into garbage. And our churches don't say anything about what our children are learning in school. So we send our kids to this public indoctrination system from the time they're 5 years old, and we're trusting human government, evil, to train up our kids. And then we take them to 1 hour of church school, which is all fun and games and very little Jesus. And we expect that these kids are going to grow up and be God-fearing, Jesus-loving believers, protecting and defending the faith. Well, where are we? I was seeing it in 1989, and now here we are in 2022. Look at our children, who are now adults, who are now parents, who are taking their kids to Drag Queen Story Hour because they think that's tolerance. Okay? Who are letting literal mentally ill people. I'm sorry, if you saw that testimony in Congress with Josh Hawley, with that teacher who couldn't even tell you if a man could get pregnant. And then when he asked, he said, so a man could get pregnant. And she immediately went into, I'm triggered. Your words are hurting me. We've been taught to live on emotion, exactly what Jesus tells us not to do. So, yeah, I'm sorry for getting into that segue, but I get so angry because our churches, you know, they're, we're going to give your kids a free backpack if you come to church for the public school. Instead of saying, hey, get your kids out of the school. We're going to have a homeschool in our church. Every single church should have an active homeschool community for their members right now. And if you don't, shame on you. Shame on you. I was the only homeschooling family in most of the churches that I've attended in the last 16 years I've lived in Arizona. Maybe one other family besides me in the church who was homeschooling. They were all public school, public indoctrination. We got to think about these things. Sacrifices have to be made if we want the blessings of the Lord. The Lord blesses us with children, and we're too involved in our own selfishness that we go, yeah, I don't want to deal with this kid. Get him to school. Get him out of my hair. My kid drives me crazy. Really? Your kid is a gift from the Most High God? You know how many parents, how many couples try to have a baby and they can't? And meanwhile, we take our children and we throw them to the wolves. We can't do this anymore, guys. We just can't do this. So before we end, I want to go into I want to go into Philippians, because Philippians, it's in the New Testament. It's right after Ephesians. And, you know, we talk a lot about Ephesians, right? The church of Ephesus, whatever, I don't know if that's where the city was called, but they were dealing with a lot of demonic activity, just like we're dealing with now. The difference between now and then is that they knew it was real and they needed to do something about it. We laugh at it. We laugh at it while it's in our faces, while we're seeing our own children being taken into this darkness with transgenderism and all of this insanity. We don't believe they're demons, okay? But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that today, because we're going to talk about Philippians. In Philippians chapter 1, so I'll give you a second to get there. Chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 27. Now, this is a new church. These were Gentiles. Philippi was in Greece, I believe, and they were all pagan in Greece. They were just learning about Jesus. They were just learning the faith. And so Paul, who's in prison, mind you, is writing them letters to keep them strong in the faith, because there's so many false teachers out there trying to teach them different versions of Jesus, different versions of it. This was pretty soon after the resurrection. So, I mean, think about it. And so starting at verse 27, chapter 1, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it. Okay? One mind. We talked on Monday about Romans chapter 1, let God transform the way you think. Our thinking has been distorted. I've read this Bible. I read it every single day. I hear every single day, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Have the discernment of the Lord. Don't be deceived. Keep asking for the wisdom. Keep asking for the wisdom. And you know what? God gives it to us in abundance. When your prayers align with God's will, he gives it to us in abundance. So homework would be to pray, to ask God in, to lay it all down, say, God, I'm done playing church. I need to know you. I need to know you. I need to know what you want for my life, God, and not what other people have been telling me. I need to know you. I want a relationship with you, God. You keep asking, he answers. Jesus says, I'm at the door. I'm at the door. Google that picture of Jesus at the door. It'll come up. As soon as you Google it, Jesus knocking at the door. It's a really beautiful painting of Jesus literally standing at the doorway. And there's something really, really powerful about that picture that most people don't notice it on first glance. There's no doorknob. There's no doorknob on the outside of the door. Jesus is not going to open that door. He's standing there. He's waiting. He loves you. He came for us to seek and save the lost. Nobody else is coming for us. He already came. He took the nails. He took the cross. And what we see on that Easter weekend is nothing. Because if you read, he was unrecognizable as a human. Okay. But he had to take that for us. Those were our sins. He was paying the price for us. So don't forget it. Make him Lord of your life. He's not going to open that door. He's going to stand there and knock. You have to open that door. Just like in Proverbs 2, you've got to do all those action words. It's up to you. You need to decide who's the king of your soul. I love my PG. Who is the king of your soul? And so we're going to close out. I want to thank you guys for being here with me. Like I said, the Lord tells us, what I whisper to you in secret, shout from the rooftops. And for a long time, God's been whispering a lot of things, and you kind of want to shout them out, but then you start to feel like, because you're still walking around in this world and you still have the approval of people, and there's something about us that want that approval, and you just have to keep asking God, take that away. I don't want to care about what people think about me. I want to care about you, Jesus, and what you think about me, and I want to serve you and only you all my days. And start getting there and ask him, clean me out. Show me where I'm going wrong in my life, God. Clean it out of me and create in me a clean heart. Eyes for you, ears for you. And he will do it. He answers prayer. Those are the prayers he answers, not the Joel Osteen prayers. I want a boat. I want a mansion and a yacht. That's materialism. God's not about the material. He's about the spiritual. We work out, we go to the gym, we're running every Sunday morning, we're out there.
Yoga.
Really? Yoga.
We love the yoga.
But what do we do for our spiritual? So, again, I thank you guys so much for being here, and just bear with us because we'll get better at this.
Oh, no, next week will be amazing. It's just we had to work out some technical issues. Again, this is not easy.
But you know what?
Literally just don't click a button.
As long as God shows up, and he does, he promises, when two or more are gathered together in my name, I will be there. So we're all gathered here. The Lord is here. The Lord doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. What he says, he does. And when he says, when two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there with you, he's here. Well, let's worship.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold on me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me. He loves me. He is for me. How can it be? He loves me. He is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul. I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark into the loves me, he is for me. He died for me, my only hope, my everything. Jesus, He loves me.
Remember, the love of God is unexplainable, indescribable. It brings peace, unexplainable. It brings joy. That's what we want. We want the love of Jesus. And that's what I pray for you all today. You guys have a great week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He shine His face upon you. May He be gracious towards you and may He grant you peace. Dig into that Bible. Start with Genesis chapter 1. Dig in. Start reading. Psalms every day, Proverbs every day. Psalms are songs. Those are our praises of worship. Proverbs are great lessons. Start to learn. Start to submit your life to Jesus. Forget what you learned in your church and let Jesus teach you His truth, because it's the absolute truth. Thanks, Michelle.
You did an amazing job. Amazing, amazing. I tell you, this is, she's got it going on. She's got it going on, peeps. That's why it took a year. It took a year to get her to this point. But I teased her though. But we started. I'm gonna just kind of wrap things up here because it's 11 o'clock, and I know everybody's got to go because you got to go. You got to take pictures of lunch on Facebook, and you got to go get the kids. Oh, maybe you got to take them to school, which those are the indoctrination demon centers. They shouldn't be there anyway. So don't bring them back starting this year. You want to fix the problem. Don't stick them there for 6 or 8 hours a day and then expect at dinner to decompose them from the insanity. Yeah. And trust me, this year is going to be even worse with what they're going to be shoving down their throats, literally, without getting too graphic, during the school year. So do not enroll them in school, right? That's we talk about this all the time on the talk radio show and the TV show.
Yeah, and if you have questions about homeschooling, hit me up. Feel free, because it's what I do.
And there's tons of resources, too, of people that we've had on our platforms.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to take her word for it and her resources, cause she's here in Arizona. So if you need to go nationwide, Dr. Pam Popper has been on the show. Her Make Americans Free Again. They have a whole homeschooling platform.
Yeah.
Sam Sorbo has been on the show. She's a friend of the platform and a partner. They have a whole program. There's been other experts on. I'm not name dropping. I'm just giving you real people that have been on the show.
It's time to take
So you have these resources, and it's all free stuff. Okay, it's all free stuff. So you can't say, well, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. That's why we're bringing you all this information and creating this community, because as I was telling somebody today, I said, you always hear these people say, you need to hire a coach. You need to hire a coach. Mm-hmm. No. Especially now when things are going sideways, you need a community.
Just read the Bible. Jesus is our coach. He's going to tell you everything you need to know. He's going to give you everything. So.
But a lot of times people won't do that on their own. So
well, then your heart's not right.
Well, no, just but like they need a little help. They need a little help. They need a little guidance. Again, like me, if I didn't have you, then and my private lessons, like a private tutor, I wouldn't have gotten this far.
But okay, she's giving me credit because the Lord had already worked her. She was already ready. You see, that's what I'm saying. If your heart's not there, you're not really interested, then none of this is going to be for you. But if you're looking, and that's where she was. So, I mean, the Lord just led me to her because He had already worked on her. She was already ready. And she had gone through her stuff. And she was ready, and the Lord knew it. And so that's what He does. He'll bring people together to just strengthen each other while we're here. We're citizens of heaven. Remember Philippians chapter 1. We're citizens of heaven. We're just kind of sojourning through here. And when people are lost, the Lord will pick you up and it'll lead you to other people to help walk along the way.
Which is why you're here today.
Yeah.
And this is why you're also going to share this with like-minded friends.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we...
again, the reason why I'm doing this, the reason why I have the talk radio show on Mondays, I'm just going to do some plugs real quick and then I'm going to wrap it up. It's not necessarily shameless self-promotion. But yeah, it's not a Monday show. It's not a Friday show. But you have to do this because then people are like, well, I didn't even know you had a show. I had it for 4 years, okay? It's every Monday. Every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And it literally, the only time I've actually taken off from it is when there was a full-on physical holiday, not like a fake holiday, like fake news, but a real holiday. And then the one time I had food poisoning for 16 hours straight the night before where I couldn't do the show the next day. Other than that, it's like clockwork. So you can always count on that. And then Fridays is brighteon.tv, which is at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's the Take Action menu. All the links are there. All the resources literally to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And faith doesn't have one of those three categories because it is all of them. Okay, that's the reason why I didn't put faith as its own, because it literally is business, it is life, and it is community. And so you'll find that as a blend in all of them, because you have to put that in all three, right? Those are the three pillars of your whole existence on the planet Earth, right? Earth. Like the Earth, it's like birthday. I got baptized on. So I have my rebirth on 4th of July, which is the birthday of the country.
That whole Ebonics movement came through the public school, guys. And think about that.
Oh, birthday.
Yeah,
birth.
We wanted to
on the Earth and
spell
the, birth.
The way we spoke. I mean, we've just literally been experimenting on our kids.
I remember that commercial school. That Ebonics. Yeah. I was in New Jersey when we were like in elementary school.
Next week we'll talk Common Core.
And amongst multiple names that they hide it under over the years, it's kind of like global warming became climate change. Yeah. It's still the same scam, people. It's still the same scam. But what I do want people to be aware of, not only are we going to do this every Wednesday, So if you go to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com, and it's at the top, one of the top two tabs of that Take Action menu. And all of this, the links are always on all the social media platforms that we're on. So you can always find it, right? And it's always labeled. I mean, I stick it everywhere. So you can't say, well, I didn't know. I can't.
It's pretty much everywhere.
Well, yeah. I
my Facebook, it was there.
Well, I can't make sure that you put one leg in each pant leg and then not fall down and hit your head and go, oh, I have a headache today. I can't help you there too. But I'm going to make it as easy as possible, right? So we take away all the excuses. Remember, it's no more excuses. But what you can get more of Lucy and Pastor Greg Young, who is the dynamic duo of our Joshua Moment. And Joshua Moment, like that's the expensive sign. The Hobby Lobby. Yeah. Oh, thanks for your faith and love, guys. At least you can just pass these out of the door with a free shirt. So that is our Joshua Moment, Joshua 1:5-9. Yeah. Be strong and courageous to not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I finally memorized it. Only took 4 months, right?
That happens.
Only so much you can put in this right here where it says, what does it say? It says, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president. So you need to check that out because we're going to be doing the 6th installment. We do some on the talk radio show and we do some on the TV show. So we go back and forth and we were doing it once a month. We started it in April and then we're like, wow, it's getting hairy out there.
Yeah.
And then as I started actually getting more into this, I'm like, I kind of want to talk about more.
And yeah, I think if you saw, if you missed Mondays, go back and listen to Mondays because we talked about the pimples on the sun.
Yeah.
And well, the pimples on the sun are really coming. So they're all over the New York Post. Like
it was after she said it, the article came out. Okay, that's exciting.
It was so mind blowing.
And we kind of explain where all this comes from because then like she'll text me and say, "Lord's speaking to me or whatever," and I'm like, "I like what?" And then she texts me something, and I'm like, "All right, we'll talk about it today." And then all of a sudden, an article comes out or it pops up on the news. And this has been happening a lot. So we explained that. So I know I'm jumping around.
Look at
those
sun pimples now.
It's all full circle and it's all circling back. It's all circling back Saki right now. So Monday's show is episode 334. I haven't had a chance yet to make her own standalone segment, but she comes on at 3:00. So it's three hours in, right? It's just do the math, right? 12. We start at 12. Mm-hmm. She comes on at 3:00. Fast forward to 3 hours or listen to the first part. There's amazing guests that come on before her. And then she takes it to the end of the show. But I'm going to add that. So when Lucy comes on, her segments are always going to be a special standalone, which you can always catch them on Rumble. They're on all the podcast players.
I think there's 25 of them now. I can't do Facebook because Facebook doesn't allow us to stream. Nobody on the planet Earth, as in Earth, can list any of our domain names, websites, in Instagram either. We're banned. Apparently we're banned. Whatever, right? It's a satanic platform. Anyway.
Well, they hate Jesus.
They do. They hate the Jesus.
The world hates Jesus.
I think I'm going to just put that on the banner. Like, I put that there, but I think it's really big. I'm like, Facebook hates Jesus. That's what I do. I do. If you look on my thing, I put little horns on the Facebook things. So they you see that. But so Lucy has her own thing, her own special segments that I make because it is just jam packed with a whole bunch of things. And the one we just did was pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So what I also do is, even though that's not the official our Joshua moment, I still stick them on the Joshua moment section. So you can go to ourjoshuamoment.com. Yes. Another one. God forbid there should just, I keep doing it. It's only $5.98 because I use the promo code that we have on our marketplace. So why would you pay all this money when it's $6? Yeah. It's literally I'm saving money. I'm saving you money at the same time. So, if you go to that Take Action tab, everythinghomeaboutus.com, the very top one or the second one is to sign up for these groups that we're doing on Wednesday, the prayer group, right? And then if you want to watch the Joshua moment, the 5 episodes plus the couple special ones that Lucy's done, they're all listed there. So my suggestion is to start with episode 318, which is actually the second one. And there's a reason why.
That's the King of Your Soul one, right?
I
think so.
There's so many of them. It's a lot of stuff. I actually don't think so. No, it's not. It's actually not. King of Your Soul doesn't come till 3 or 5, I think. No, 3. I think it was 3. But anyway.
We have to play at some point. We have to play PG's This I Believe segment. His little 2-minute.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, I mean, I haven't had a chance to upload that like to Rumble.
It's so good.
I'm doing certain things in Rumble. So you can follow on Rumble, right? Subscribe on Rumble. And then as far as the other social media platforms, I post, but not as often because I need help. I can't do that. So we're working on that. But at least the Rumble thing, I'm doing that because it's the videos, right? So I'm a video editor. Like that popped up last weekend. I was like, wow, I figured out how to do this because I have this new software that was really inexpensive because I found a coupon code. Telling you, I love these codes. You get so much money off, and it's really not expensive. So you just click, and all the point is this TikTok. So anyway, go back to that. Go start with the Joshua moment. There's five in the series, and then a couple specials by Lucy. There's actually one that we stuck on there that Ohio Brett did.
Really good.
Whenever there's a faith segment that comes from any of these amazing guests that are on the TV show or the talk radio show, primary talk radio show, because it's a much better conversation. Not that I don't like the TV and the video. MTV killed the radio star. Yeah. No way! MTV! Scram!
Yeah.
Bunch of satanic demons. The radio is so much, it's so much better. Yeah. So much more quality content for the listener. You get so much more out of it because the guest, it's so much easier on the person who's having the conversation because you can give so much more. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but just listen to the difference between the two shows. It's like night and day. It's like literally can be the same. Like her on video versus her on audio. Two different people. So go check out the Joshua Moment. The other thing too is the Joshua Moment Challenge. You're echoing on Rumble. Yeah, I know. I think it's the microphone, Swanee. I'm buying a new one today. So we're fixing it. We're fixing what we can. So these are just
some tech issues.
Thank
you for telling us.
Yeah, I know he's the best.
He's awesome. Thanks.
So, and he loves to, he comments on Rumble all the time. Those are the ones I send you.
Awesome.
That's him. That's funny.
Oh, thanks.
He's the best. Yeah, he loves you.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you're great. I'm already looking for a replacement. Okay. I'm already looking for a replacement. So go check out the Joshua Moment. The other thing too is what we're doing is we're started a Joshua Moment Challenge, right? So, and that's on TikTok. Let me read this real quick, and then we gotta go. I know we gotta go. I'm hungry, and it's hot in here because you can't turn the air conditioning on. Can you hear the noise? And it's worse than the other one. So it's Save My Freedom is the TikTok thing. I'm not sure how TikTok works. I have somebody doing the TikTok, so at least that's under control, right? So somebody who knows what they're doing is doing that. If you list when you had your Joshua Moment Challenge, or when you had your coming to Jesus, or when you said, "All right, I'm so pissed off, I'm done, I'm getting on the playing field, I'm going to do this. I'm going to save America and myself," right? Remember, it's my country too, right? Because it's all connected. So separation in church and state is not a thing. That's just another propaganda bull thing that they did in order to cause division, separation,
we'll talk
and
about
get
that
you away
Friday.
From God, right?
Yeah.
And again, what did I hear today all over the news? COVID variant, BA, whatever. Mm-hmm. BA, it should be the BS variant, right? Because variants, it's not a thing. None of this is real. None of this is an actual thing. Okay. You don't have the COVID. Do not get the test. The tests are laced, right? We've been talking this for a year and a half.
Yeah.
The tests and the swabs contain the most carcinogenic chemical in all the country, ethylene oxide.
Yeah.
And okay. Amongst other stuff. Everything. They probably got the graphene oxide on there and everything else, mm-hmm. right? You wonder why you can't smell. Well, it's because they shove this. Right. Try not to swear on a faith episode. Okay. But anyway, you guys, you can't do the political propaganda 2.0.
You can't.
Pandemic 2.0
again. Especially in the church.
Because now you're the ass. Okay, you can't this time. And this is we gotta come together and stand up.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about putting God first, right? Because remember the order: pray, plan, take action. Can't do it the other way around. Remember, move the shell game. Can't do that. If it goes in that action, then that direction,
your heart.
It is going to make a huge difference because it will work. But we got to do it together, and you got to do it. You got to do it this time. It's not a lot of. When I say not a lot of time left, I'm not making this up. So go to Joshua Moment. You can get the five episodes. Start with 318, and then when you listen to episode 3, the third episode, I explain when I figured out why 318, which is the second episode, is better than the first one, and it has so much more meaning because my own light bulb clicked on, and it actually means something. So it'll probably happen for you too. So we've got that covered. This Friday, Lucy is going to be back with me on the TV show on BrightTam.tv at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time with Pastor Greg Young for the sixth installment. And we try to use a different language for each number, each time. I forgot to do it for episode 5.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny that we just went with 5, right? Because I forgot. And now we're doing 6. Because we didn't use Spanish.
Maybe we should use all the languages that were on the guide stones. There was like 12, right?
Oh, we could use all. Yeah. We'll parallel the guide stones.
Yikes.
They parallel the 10 commandments, right? Isn't that the whole point?
Well, they're the anti-commandments.
Well, it's like on the
superheroes. To build back better.
It's like the superheroes, you know, in the Saturday morning cartoons at 7 a.m. when we grew up, you had the Hall of Justice and the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, after we trash the world, we'll build it back better with the Antichrist. That's basically how this works.
That's a really bad idea. Yeah. That's a really bad idea. And nobody really voted for Biden anyway. So anyway, we can go on for days.
But
so,
the pastors still think the Johnson Amendment's in play,
well,
I guess.
You're gonna find out after listening to that series that we're putting together and then the live shows. A lot of your pastors are useless. They're useless. They really are. Like, if they're not going to talk about what's going on in your community, which affects every aspect of your life, the kids in school, the COVID, the fake COVID, the lockdowns, what's going on in your community, your business and all that, and even in your government, which it is so much worse than what you even think of or what you see or what you're feeling right now, because don't forget, there's a lot of things going on where it doesn't need to be vocalized, that it doesn't have to be passed in Congress, because you've got people in administrative roles that have been, even when Trump was in there, that they're actually do, because they're inbred, indoctrinated, inbred, and placed strategically for 10, 20, 30 years, that they're lifers, right? So they're administrative people, but they actually make decisions. So they're making decisions that are changing major things in all of our lives. We just don't know about it yet because it's nothing that has to be voted on, which is even worse because then it's literally a stroke of a pen from a guy who's actually taking orders. So that's what I'm saying. It's so much worse. But
God's in control.
Well, yeah, but you got to show up. You got to show up. You got to participate. Otherwise, you're going to get left underneath the bleachers and the game's going to be over and it's not going to be pretty. So we're just helping you get there because we want to do it together. We're making it easy. And Lucy throws in music, so it's fun at the same time. So go there. Join us on Friday, brighthand.tv at 4 p.m.
Pacific time. Swanee, because they want us to worship the creation, not the creator. That's why Yeah. So.
And then we'll be back.
We're blights on the world. That's how they look at us. Yeah.
we're the useless idiots.
Just remember, God provides everything in abundance. And so they're telling us we're running out of everything. That's a lie.
Yeah, that all we have is abundance. You know how much dinosaur fuel we have? you know how much dinosaur juice?
Now we really got to go because that's a whole other episode. So we're going to get there too.
Yeah, then we're going to cover all this stuff. So I'm trying to drag her on the talk radio show more often, right? So we're working on that. She'll be on Friday's show, on the TV show. And then I'm also hosting, guest hosting for Dr. Ellen Keys on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time to 12 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm working on the guests. So it's going to be great ones. I guarantee you that. So just that's my afternoon. And then we'll be here every Wednesday.
Thanks.
JesusRocksLive.com. And that's it. We're out of here. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you guys. Thanks.
That's it.
Done. Keep the faith. All Philippians.
Right. I got to go
1
downstairs.
And Proverbs 2. Okay. Philippians chapter 1 and Proverbs 2.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wait, I'm not finished yet. Oh my God, that's so funny. It really looked like I was going downstairs. I had to go downstairs. Wait, let me end the chat. This is so funny. Wait,
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com. And find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.